Welcome to Drift Run Church again this morning. Good to have you out in God's house. If you would, turn to Proverbs, the third chapter. That's where we're going to be at this morning. Proverbs, the third chapter. I'll read the scripture here in just a little bit. Last week I told you I was going to start on doing a series. I started it out last week on WWJD. What would Jesus do? This week we're going to talk about frog. If you wouldn't care, please. How many of you know what frog stands for? Most of you in here probably do, but we're going to talk about that this morning. I'll get to it here, the meaning of it here in a little bit. But I think it's very important that you know what, as we get down through this, that we understand and realize what God has for us. I never knew what frog was for a few years ago. At the church that I previously went to, they ended up putting it on the walls downstairs. They did it, and they did some other words that we'll probably talk about later on, but they put them down in our classrooms down there, and I went down and looked at it. I said, what in the world does frog mean? And then they went on to explain it to me. So God bless this morning. That's where we're going to go this morning. There's a lot of people that are studying in churches this morning who are facing some hard times. I understand that. And some hard decisions in their lives. I mean, it don't take long to look around and you can see that, and people will talk to you about it. And I hear about a lot of these things. Every day seems to bring more questions and fewer answers. It just seems to be that way sometimes. There are times when trouble just seems to pile up on top of trouble. It just seems like it goes down that path and does that sometimes. And you may be sitting here saying, oh Lord, how long will you wait to give me an answer? How long will you wait to bring the answer? Maybe you're that type of person that's sat there and done that. There have been times in my life I have done that. I'll just be quite honest with you this morning. Yes, your pastor has done that in his life. And I hope, and you know what, if you do that in your life, you know what, I understand. I understand where you're coming from on that. Sometimes it seems that whenever we pray, it seems like that our prayers go no higher than the top of our heads. As a matter of fact, I used to hear it in churches at the time. Have you ever prayed where it just seemed like it never reached the ceiling, you know? It wasn't going anywhere. At times, it seems like doubt creeps into our hearts. How many of you ever had doubt? You don't have to raise your hand, but just think about it. How many of you have ever had doubt come into your life and into your heart sometimes? How about, you know what, whenever that doubt creeps in, you know what, whenever it does creep in, it's like, you know, God, you know what, we kind of like almost doubt God sometimes. Have you ever been there sometimes? I have. I'll just be honest with you. Whenever I was looking at this sermon, I thought, man, this sermon's for me if it isn't for nobody else in this church. It's for me, because there have been times doubt has creeped into my mind. Or how about the turmoil that's in the world that we see? How about the turmoil that we see? The kind of turmoil that fills hearts and minds with, uncertainty. And you know what? And whenever uncertainty comes or fear comes along with it, and whenever fear creeps in, you know what comes after that? The doubt will come into our hearts as well sometimes. Sin is rampant everywhere. There's no doubt in my mind. We look at it and we see it. It's rampant. The love of many have seemed to grow extremely cold. The love of many out there have seemed to grow very, very cold. Psalms 46, and I'm going to read some from there before I get to my text this morning. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Now listen to this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Folks, whenever we see the turmoil that's going on in this world, I want you to understand something this morning. Trust in the God that has it all under control. Amen. We look around us. We see so much going on. We can start having those doubts and those fears creep in and saying, you know, God, really, if you're the God that you say you are, why aren't you have this under control? Listen to me this morning. No matter what you see, He has it under control. He does. We may not see it in our own human minds. Or what about whenever someone does us wrong? What about that? How many, you know, we've all probably faced that in our lives. A spouse, a friend, a family member, you know, a coworker, a neighbor. What about whenever that happened? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, what's it say? Shame on me. Yeah, you know, have you ever dealt with that in your life? You know what? Because no one goes through life unscathed. I'm here to tell you, no one is going to go through this life unscathed. We're going to get the wind knocked out of us, figuratively and literally. We are going to do that at times in our life because of the way things are. Doubt and mistrust can become friends of ours. They can do that. Whenever we are faced with so many different things, doubt and mistrust can come and be a part of our lives. Or maybe you've done somebody wrong. Believe you, I'm going to get to my text here in a minute. I haven't even started preaching yet. Maybe you've done somebody wrong. And that individual is finding it hard to trust you this morning. And you're dealing with that doubt. Maybe you're dealing with that as well. Because you know what? You can't get them to realize that you are changed and that there are things different in your life. Maybe you're dealing with that. And you're thinking right now, is there anybody out there that I can trust? After all I said, and you may be thinking, is there anybody I can trust? Well, maybe you're thinking you can trust yourself. Let me read something what Dwight L. Moody said one time. He was a famous preacher from years ago. Trust in yourself and you are doomed to be disappointed. Amen? Listen to me. Proverbs 28:26 says it best. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Amen? You think you can trust yourself? I know my weaknesses. And guess what? The devil knows my weaknesses. I'm here to tell you this morning that I will not put myself in places where I know that I am weak at. I will not do that. Because guess what? I do not trust my own self this morning, Sean. I do not do that. And therefore, I don't put myself in this type of situation. Or maybe you've done this. I put my trust and faith in some people whom I thought I could really trust, just to find out that I was wrong. They let me down. Not only did they let me down, you know what? They deceived me. And they utterly destroyed my trust in them. And there are times I'm sure that you fail and that you have your faith and trust in me. I'm sure I've let people down. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm sure there are times that I have let people down and they may find it hard to trust me totally. You know, and you know what? I'm just being as honest as I can be with you this morning about this. I'm sure there are times that this has happened. It's sad to think that there are some people you can't trust. There are sad to think that you, even those close to you, but don't lose heart. Because I'm here to talk to you this morning about the one person that you can trust this morning. That brings me to this morning's text, really Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, please. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. There is the one person that you can trust to everything that you have in this life. Right there, it says it in a nutshell. Right there is what I want to get apart through to you this morning. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that you'd be with this sermon, Lord, this morning. I pray, Father, that you'd help me, Lord. As this message goes out, Lord, I hope and pray that, Father, you know what, that we could understand and hearts would be open this morning. And that, Father, that, Lord, we could do just exactly what you'd have us to do in this, Lord. And we will give you our praise and our glory for it all. And we ask it in Jesus' name and amen. I preached on what would Jesus do last week. This morning, I want to preach on frog. Fully rely on God. That's what I want to preach to you about this morning, because I want you to fully rely on God. I don't want you to put your trust in the preacher. Amen? I don't want you to put your trust in the Sunday school teacher. I don't want you to put your trust in anyone like that. You know what? And it's good. I understand that we should try to trust. I understand that. But I want you to understand this morning. The one person, the one individual, the one thing that will never let you down is when we fully rely on God. That is the thing that we can really be put our trust and our hope in. Psalms 27 tells us, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I'm here this morning to let you know and to stand upon it because I firmly believe it. God has never let this preacher down. He never has. Have I let him down? I have let him down many a time. Yes, I have. But I'm here to tell you this morning, he has never, ever let me be down. And you know what? He will remain trustworthy even when human beings are not. God will remain trustworthy. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless or untrustworthy, it says, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown him own self. Amen? He can't do it. God will not do it. He will remain faithful to us. Deuteronomy 7:9 says this, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is the God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Isn't that awesome? He said he is the faithful God, the faithful one. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful by whom ye were called unto fellowship of the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taken you, but as such is common to man, but God is faithful. Did you get that? God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. It says there that God is faithful. Listen to me. No matter whatever times I have been tempted in my life, God's been faithful to offer a way of escape. But there have been times I have not taken that way. Amen? That's on me. That's not on God's faithfulness. That was on Dave Long. But praise God, he has always offered the way of escape. He is a faithful God, and I will stand upon that this morning. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering. For it says what? For he is faithful that promised. I'm going to tell you what, God can be trusted when others can't. He can be trusted. We can fully rely on God this morning. We can do that. I believe that. I will continue to preach that until God does not give me any more breath. We can rely on God this morning. God can be trusted when you can't even trust yourself. God can be trusted here this morning. Yes, he can. God can be trusted even when we don't understand all his dealings. He's the Mount Everest of trust. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you here this morning that there are times I do not understand sometimes what God's doing. I'll be the first to admit it here this morning. I'm the first. I don't know how, what, why. There are times whenever I said, God, you know what? You know, I need an answer to prayer, Lord. I don't know where you're going with it. But you know what? I believed him. And at the end of it, I'm here to tell you his way was better than my way. I had it figured out in my own mind. I didn't want to trust God. I didn't want to fully rely on him. I wanted to take everything into my own account and into my own opinion. But God's way was better. His ways are not our ways, he tells us. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, he tells us. And praise God, whenever we learn to do that, praise the Lord. You know what? I am thankful this morning that, you know what, I did not get my way. But there are things going on today that I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't. But I'm here to tell you, I believe that God one day, whenever we get to heaven, God is going to have the answers to everything that sometimes we doubt in our minds. That's why we fully rely on God this morning to get us through and to give us the answers that you know what he will have for us. Know therefore that thy God, he is the God, the faithful God. Praise God, he is a faithful God. I am thankful for that. Remember the phrase, God helps those that help themselves. Remember that phrase? Well, you know what? I'm not saying that phrase is all wrong, but there's another part to it as well. I believe God helps those that can't help themselves as well. Amen? If you're here this morning and you are lost, I'm here to tell you, you cannot save yourself this morning. You cannot do that. You know what? Ephesians 6:13 tells us, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to do, to stand. Nothing between you and God. If you know what? You've got to do everything that you can do. I'm here this morning to tell you, whether you're lost or whether you're saved. If you are lost here this morning, you need Jesus as your Savior. Let's just put it bluntly. You need Him as your Savior. There's no other way, and you cannot save yourself. You're not capable of you saving yourself. The only way is through Jesus Christ. If you are here this morning and you are saved this morning, after you've done all to do, when you've done everything that you can possibly do, the Bible tells us to stand. Whenever all hope is gone in your life and you feel like you cannot trust anybody and you have no hope, the Bible says when you've done all that you can do, He wants you to stand this morning and just rely on God this morning. Nothing between you and someone else. If you want answers to your prayers, I want to tell you something this morning. Here's the way to get answers to your prayers. Amen? Make sure there's nothing between you and God this morning. Make sure that there is nothing. If you are lost, you will not get answers to your prayer. God does not hear the prayers of a sinner. Only those where it's a repentant prayer. That's all He hears. If there's nothing between you and someone else, if you've got aught against somebody else, the Bible says you need to go make that and get that taken care of. If you've got something between you and your spouse, it will not be done. There's scripture to tell you about that. Praying in faith, believing, and this is the most important thing, praying unselfishly. Lord, not my will, but thine be done this morning. And listen to me, God can answer our prayers if we do these things. There have been times I don't know what God's doing, but praise God, I do know that whenever I do that, that praise God, He answers my prayers, and maybe not the way that I want them answered, but I can fully rely on Him. Listen, Isaiah 55:8-9, I read this a little bit ago, but it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Listen, I must fully rely on God until He takes me home. How about you this morning? How about you? I have to remain faithful. I have to do everything. I have to do everything and to stand with Him and try to remain faithful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. We cannot save ourselves. Christ is our righteousness. Christ is the one. Christ is for us. You know, I thought about this. There is a difference between believing and trust. Will you agree with me on that this morning? There was a guy that walked a tightrope across. He walked it across to Niagara Falls. I think his name was Belinda. It's back in 1858. He did it numerous times. He's one of the first ones to do it. But he'd walk across it. One time he walked across it with just a beam. Another time he walked across it and ate an omelet out in the middle of it. Another time he did something else. And just one time he did it with a wheelbarrow. And he walked across it with a wheelbarrow, and he got to the other side, and when he jumped off, of course, the crowd was clapping and saying, and he looked at him, he said, do you believe that I could walk back across there with this wheelbarrow? And they said, yes, we believe it. And he asked him again, do you believe that I could walk back across there with this wheelbarrow? And they said, yes. He said, which one of you will ride back across with me? No. That's just too high. You see, they believed he could do it, but they did not trust that he could do it. You know what? There are people that believe. There are people that it says the devil believes and trembles, right? Listen to me. It takes more than just belief. We have to trust God for all that we have in this life. Amen? We must trust Him with everything. Fully rely on the God that we serve. Not just believing, we have to trust Him with everything. Do you trust Him this morning? Do you truly rely? Do you fully rely on God this morning? Do you fully rely on Him for everything? I'm going to tell you what, there's times in my life, Jamie, there's times in my life I think, you know what, I got this, God. I got this. How many of you have ever been down that path? I've got this. And man alive, it was just something that was supposed to be so simple, and I have screwed it up royally. I have. Because you know why? I didn't fully rely on God. I tried to rely on my own self. I'm here this morning to tell you it does not work out. It has never worked out in my life. I don't know about you, but it has not worked out in my life. I need Him. Every day I need Him. I do. Yes. How many of you are willing to get in the wheelbarrow this morning with Him? Huh? You believe? Do you believe God? Do you believe God can use you? Do you believe God this morning? If for everything in your life, do you do that this morning? If you do, get in the wheelbarrow with Him. Amen. Get in the wheelbarrow with Him. Let Him take you to where, let Him take you down the path that He wants you to go. Amen? Let Him do that. Do you fully rely on God this morning? It's just a simple question. You know what? What would Jesus do? Fully rely on God. Amen? Can you do that this morning? Would we do that? I'm going to ask every one of you. We're going to come and get a song. It's a simple message, I know. But you know what? I heard a preacher say one time that a preacher should preach to where a six-year-old child could understand it. Amen? I heard a preacher say that one time. He was way smarter than me. I can tell you that. Way smarter than me. Charles Stanley said this one time. Most of you need to know who Charles Stanley is. He was preaching one time. And you know, Charles Stanley, he's got a huge church. He's got a wide, worldwide audience. He said the best preacher he ever heard in his life was. He said he went to the mountains of North Carolina one time. He said he heard a preacher preach one time and hadn't even graduated. It hadn't even went to school to the seventh grade. He said he heard him preach. He said, that's the best preacher I ever heard preach in my life. Why? Because you know what? He explained, he's anointed of the Spirit, and it can explain it to where a child could understand it. This morning, I want to ask you something. Are you fully relying on God this morning? If you have doubt in your mind that you are, we're going to have a song. We're going to come up here, and we're going to pray. If we have to come up here and pray as a church, if we have to come up here and pray as an individual, I'm asking you this morning, are you fully relying on God? I'm not just talking about lip service. All of us can do lip service. Amen? I'm talking about in your heart, you know this morning if you're a frog or not. All right? Are you a frog this morning? Are you fully relying on God?